Home decorating tycoon Martha Stewart has been convicted of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and lying to investigators about her sale of a biotechnology stock. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury handed down a guilty verdict against Martha Stewart. The media and decorating magnate now faces 20 years in prison, although she is expected to receive a much lighter sentence. Stewart's former stockbroker, Peter Bakanovic, was also convicted of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and lying to investigators. He was found not guilty on one count, making a false statement. The trial, which made national and international headlines, involved Stewart's sale 2 years ago of about $200,000 in shares of the biotechnology stock called ImClone, just before the government rejected the company's cancer drug. Ironically, the drug was recently approved. Stewart and her stockbroker said they had agreed to sell the stock when the price fell below $60. Stewart was a longtime friend of ImClone's former chief executive, Sam Waxel, who is now serving a 7-year prison sentence in an insider trading scandal. Stewart was not charged with insider trading. U.S. Attorney David Kelly told reporters the case centered on false statements to investigators.
When we first indicted this case, we said that it was about lies. It was all about lies. And as you saw in the evidence, that's what it was. The victims in this case is the entire American public, who relies on the integrity of our system to make sure that justice is done and that they can invest their money safely and securely, knowing that it's being handled honestly.
Stewart's attorney, Robert Mervillo, says he is confident that the conviction will be overturned.
We are disappointed at the outcome. We look at this as having lost the first round. We look at this as an opportunity for us to go to the next rounds and to explain to the Court of Appeals what we think went wrong in this case and why the case came out the way it did.
Fordham University business ethics professor Kevin Jackson says he does not believe that the Martha Stewart case will restore U.S. investor confidence following a string of corporate scandals.
People know, or at least they now should know, that insider trading is extremely prevalent on Wall Street. They know that it's practiced in much greater magnitude than what was going on in Martha Stewart's transactions. And they're going to see that the underlying motive for going after her is to get the high profile, the high visibility.
After the conviction was announced, the stock of Stewart's company, Martha Stewart Living Omni Media, plummeted, dropping more than 22% in value by the time the market closed. Jenny Falcon, VOA News, New York.